Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby. Watch this. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Cush is rolling. What she making, taking next?
Yeah. Is the lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips seem to so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good girl. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. You make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
That Ronald came up with, that
And Ronald just got here. Hey, Ronald.
Nigga, you say my government one more again, and we gonna be moving some furniture.
We just gonna have to move the furniture then, because I'm gonna use your government whenever I feel like it. How about that one?
So we using governments now. Silence. Please continue.
I mean, my people know my government. I mean, Dre done dropped my government a couple of times on here. So, yeah.
Why you hesitate so long? Why you pause? Why you hit the pause button?
Nigga, I'm sad. Nigga, I'm looking sad, okay? Nigga.
I ain't mad at you.
I feel like, nigga, I went and snatched somebody's hours from them. So I worked their hours tonight. Originally, I was off, but they didn't go in. So, hey, I'll take your hours. I appreciate you.
Listen, you ain't said nothing slick. I got in the house like 1, 2 o'clock last night off of work after starting work at 8 in the morning. Then had to wake back up this morning and go to work. So I wake up at like 5 o'clock. Like, oh, shit. All right. Wait, I got another hour left. Let me go back to sleep. Nigga, I woke up at 7:12. Like, oh, shit.
What time
are
you supposed to be at work? 7:30?
I got to be across the county by 8 o'clock.
Oh,
and this whole DMV, this traffic is ridiculous out here.
It's some crap. It's some shit. It's dangerous. Okay. Yeah, so we working hard. We working hard in these streets. I think I scared Dre to death when I came in the house and I was like, Dre, and he jumped up out of his seat. I think I scared him. I think I did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wait. Speaking of apologizing, I want to apologize because I was fucked up last week. So, I don't know. It was a point where I found myself talking and didn't realize I was talking, but I was talking. And so since we apologizing, let me get that the fuck out. Anybody else want to make apologies?
I cannot. I think Dre fell back to the sleep.
No, I'm here.
This nigga
sound like Orange Juice Jones after he found the bitch walking in the rain. Nigga sad than a motherfucker.
Nah, man. Shit, that damn lifting the damn Windex today, man. That shit kicked my ass, man. You know I ain't supposed to be lifting shit after I had my back surgery. So I lied on my application, right? A lot of the applications said I should lift some shit, right? So we didn't have shit to do today. They were going to send us home around about 10 o'clock this morning. So I said, fuck, I'm just going to get on the line and just damn work. Nigga, when the doctor tell you not to lift no more than 15 to 20 pounds, listen to that motherfucker, nigga.
It's like that?
Yeah.
I'm about to fix me a drink. I think I want something frozen. Fix me a
well,
drink.
Hurry up and catch up. You're late.
Brenda, I work.
So does I. You make it seem like
that's
I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? What's
that
nigga name? Fucking, what's his name?
I don't know who Woodrow is, and I don't care.
You don't remember that was the drunk uncle, you know what I'm saying? Like, he never had a job, he always drank. What the fuck? Come on, you know you old like me. You remember him.
No, I ain't old like you. No.
Stop playing. You know, we were born in the same hospital on the same week.
No, we were not. Because I was clearly born in April of 81. You was born in January of blah, 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 blah year.
Nigga, I have had sex by April of 81.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. I was born in 81. But anyway, this is not what we're talking about tonight.
My bad.
We are talking, well, first, the first part of the show, we're talking about traditional roles in relationships. Do we even practice traditional roles in 2019 in relationships these days? Because, you know, I will say that I am a make-your-own-rules type of person in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So are other people out here practicing these traditional-ass roles? What y'all doing? Instead, I am going to pour all of this Hennessy into this. Every last bit of it. And do I want to put some white Hennessy in it, too?
Well, while you go ahead and you get your Hennessy cocktail together, I'm going to sip on some of this nice white liquor, and I may have a little green aromatics.
Oh, Lord. Okay, go for it. Go for it with the
Go for it.
Go forward, please. Just go forward.
I hear you. But, yeah, all right, so boom, let me ask you a question. When it comes to roles, I hear a lot of times where women will say it's a man's job to take the garbage out. And that is one of the dumbest fucking things in the world to me. Because what about all the women who live by themselves? Who takes their garbage out?
So when I lived by myself, yes, I took my trash out. If I did not take my trash out, it was because a man that may have been here and saw my trash need to be taken out. He took out my trash for me. But if it's just me, I'm taking my trash out. Who else gonna take it out? Shit.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a traditional thing. So them dudes who are thinking traditionally, they saw something needed to be done and they did it, right?
Right.
Well, nigga, you see that wall needed to be painted too. Your ass ain't do that. You know what I'm saying? You seen some
but
other shit that may have needed
to
be done.
I didn't want to paint the wall.
But my point in saying that is, smartass, is that, you know what I'm saying? We pick and choose, you know what I'm saying, those roles. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever he is, the mysterious he that was in your house, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to say him it is, but there's probably more than one.
Nigga!
They chose... Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. They chose that traditional shit. Oh, the man takes out the garbage. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like little shit. My thing is, listen, whoever sees the garbage need to be taken out, take the fucking garbage out. You know what I'm saying? What's this bullshit? You cook and you fill the garbage up, and you finish cooking at 7:30 and the garbage was full at 7:30. Nigga, you gonna wait till 9:50 when I get home to take the garbage out? Take some shit outside and stop fucking playing.
So here's the thing. Because in growing up for me, my dad and my brother always took out the trash. That was unless neither one of them was there and my mom was like the trash used to go out, I would just go on and take the trash out. But I have a story about taking the trash out when I was in high school, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Oh,
but
shit.
My dad and my brother always took the trash out. I'm about to turn my blender on, so I'm about to mute.
I mean, I feel you. That your dad and your brother took the garbage out. And I get that, and because that's a family and we have those roles in the family. But I'm talking about if I'm living with my woman and she cook and she fill the garbage up, nigga, take it out. Because you waiting for me to come do the house. You don't know what kind of day I had. I could have had the day from hell and all you want me to do is come home and take the fucking garbage out. Nigga, if you see it need
it's
to be done,
I mean,
do it. Right, it's not
okay.
Like I'm asking you to change the transmission.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking you to fucking, you know what I'm saying, attack the burglar that comes in the house. I got those things.
So you bitching about taking the trash out?
Nigga, I don't have a problem with it. What I'm saying is don't put that as one of the roles or one of the job descriptions for a man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but usually that's who do it, though.
No, it's not usually. See, maybe for you, because you grew up with your mother, your father, your brother. I grew up around a bunch of women. I ain't had no father. I seen vaginas taking the garbage out. You know what I'm saying? Very on the regular. Now, don't get me wrong. As it, growing up, that became something that I did. It was never like a job given to me. It just was, you know what I'm saying? That's what I did. I took the garbage out. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay, so
if
let
I
me ask you
give,
this. So,
yeah.
So, boom, let me ask you this. I'm gonna treat you like you treat us. Boom. You living with your significant other, baby mama, whomever, at any point. Did you take the trash out? Or did she take the trash out? What are you laughing at?
Both happened. I took it out and she took it out.
Okay.
Listen, I don't have a problem taking the garbage out. I'm not saying it. What I'm saying is when it's obligatory for me to do this one menial thing, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like it takes 80 pounds of lifting weight and you can't do that and I can't. I mean, the garbage is what, 6 pounds? If that? You know what I'm saying? Most times than not, well, not me, not most times. A lot of times garbage stinks. So you want to keep stink shit in the house? It attracts bugs. You want to keep shit that attracts bugs in the house to wait for me?
If that's the case, then yes, we're going to go on and take it out. You know, it stinks or whatever. You take it out. But, sir, if you're the man.
I know some women who don't do that.
If I'm in the house, if it's me and I need to take the trash out, you know, like, come on now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a very small thing.
So, will you be mad if I go and I decide that I want to cut the grass, right? Now, I decide, so you know, so he had a long day. You know, he's had a long week. You know what? Saturday morning, I'm going to get up. I'm going to cut the grass. I ain't going to cut the grass the way you want me to. I'm going to cut the grass because I'm just going to get my ass up and cut the grass. Are you going to be upset that I cut the grass?
Me personally, nigga, I'm coming to bring you something to drink while your ass out there doing that. I don't got a motherfucking problem with you cutting the grass.
But I'm cutting the grass wrong. I'm doing it wrong. Tearing your yard up.
Then what I should do is get my ass out of bed, off the couch, wherever I'm doing, and bring my ass out there and do it if I don't like the way you're doing it. But if I'm not going to stop you from doing it, or I'm not going to do it, how dare me fucking say, oh, you shouldn't have did that. Well, nigga, you see the need. You see all the fucking weeds in the front yard? You could have did the shit yourself, too. I'm just very equal with my shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, so even like things like nurturing of children. It's usually that women nurture the children and men don't. I think that's bullshit. Now, I'm not going to nurture my child like a woman does, but I'm going to nurture her like a man do. So it's a little rougher. You know what I'm saying? It may be a little more vulgar. You know what I mean? But
it's
still nurturing. Rougher.
It's rough. Tell me. It's going to be
I'm just
rough. It's going to be. Oh, man. You just put this ice in here, Drew?
Yesterday, that dang
one of them. That orange one ain't freezing. But anyway, I'm about to still fix my drink because this smell real strong. Real strong. It's going to be real strong.
Well, you really got a lot of catch up time to do. I'm on like number 3.
Nigga, just because you sitting around drinking since 8 o'clock.
It was about 8 o'clock, too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, about that.
I'm pretty good with time. If you won't forget, nigga, you've been drinking since 8 o'clock. I mean, I'm just going to drink one. I'm just going to drink one and then put the rest in the freezer. Uh-oh.
Like, but, you know what? I've seen, like, men have all kind of issues with their woman making more money than them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've seen all kind of issues with dudes having, thinking that the role of the man is to be the breadwinner. But your woman making more money than you now, and you got an issue with that, or your woman making more money than you and she's flinging her dick around because she don't know how to deal with that position that she holds now.
Well, she first of all, if she got a piece for wee-wee.
Nah, I be seeing females do that shit. That shit is
lying. I'm dope.
Make a
that's
pretty woman very ugly.
Hey, there are some women that's out there like that. I mean, just like, you know, they say the man is supposed to be the head of the household. You know, and stuff. Okay, I'm about to turn the balloon back on. Sorry.
I mean, I get it, I guess. You know what I mean? It's certain roles. Everybody has to have a job. But my thing is, instead of a certain gender having this job or having that job, how about the best person for the job have the job? Y'all there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you I was turning the blender on. Drayda,
I was like, wait a minute. I'm up here, you know what I'm saying, pouring my heart out. You know what I mean? Talking about me and my daughter's mother. I mean, like, in the situation with my daughter's mother, she is not a very nurturing person. So if the girls needed some kind of, you know what I'm saying, nurturing, I would have to be the one to provide that to a certain extent, just because their mother was just demented.
Mm.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that like that, but the bitch is crazy. But, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. And like I was saying before, Dre, you know dudes who live with a chick that the chick make more money than them, right?
Yes. I dated a chick the way he make more money than me, way more money than me.
And
but she was fucking spoiled, though, man.
And how was you with that?
I believe in the 50-50 because it's like this. Okay, when I first met her, you know what I'm saying, she was cool as shit. But she wouldn't ever tell me what she did. She kept saying she don't want to mess up things and all this other crap, right? I'm like, what the fuck did she do? She a cop or some shit? Couldn't find out after I did the damn FBI damn detective work trying to find out.
No.
She's a fucking lawyer for the like the athletes in Charlotte and shit. Like she worked at a big branch down there. So we was kicking it, everything was straight. But she wanted to go to the concert. So I was like, okay, boom, I got it, you know what I'm saying? Second time going out, I was like, I got it. There's nothing. So we get to the concert, right? We go see Tyree. We get there, and then they were giving out the free CD or whatever, right? And then they was like, go meet Tyree backstage. It's like $60-some, blah, 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 blah. So I'm ready to go. She going to jump in line, but she hit me with the okey-doke. She's like, oh, damn, I left my wallet in the car. So I gave her the money because she said she's going to bring it back. Okay. We get in the car with her, right? She's talking. Well, you know, I really enjoy myself, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just sitting there waiting to get my bread back. You know what I'm saying? Because I paid for hers, and I just got my CV signed, but I wound up taking a picture with him anyway, but I didn't have to pay for the picture. So sorry, he just pulled me in, and he was talking to me. I just got my CV signed. Didn't get the picture. All
right, hold on. Pause right there. Did you tell her I want my money back? Before, when you gave it to her?
No, see, this is the part I didn't tell her that. She insisted. She said she was going to give it back when we got in the car. So I'm just sitting there like, okay. Here comes the hesitation, it says, right? So I was like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I picked it off. So it was another concert rolled around. She bought the ticket. And it was for the joint outside down here. It was like John Legend. There was a bunch of people down here. So she bought the ticket. We get to the damn joint. We ain't having a good time. She pulled a fucking dude move. we get back to the crib, you know what I'm saying? Because she decided she wanted to drive and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to drive my car. She wanted to drive. So she, you know, they got to set up. Your ticket was $35. So I'm sitting there looking at her. Like, what you talking about? She's like, oh, you ain't going to pay me back? I said, did you pay me back when you messed up Transformer? Fuck no. That was our first argument. Okay. So I'm sitting there like, I called this friend, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like,
yeah,
I think Jay's line dropped. I think his line dropped.
Yeah,
I was listening.
So.
That's
crazy.
Huh? Yeah, she.
Your ticket is $35. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck away
from
me. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck from me.
Wait a minute, Dre, you ain't back on yet. Wait a minute. I was in the kitchen trying to eat I was heating up my chicken wings and shit.
This nigga at the fucking club. Fucking hot wings. Fucking lemon pepper and heat. This nigga at the club.
After that shit happened to me, Ron, I called best friend. And so I'm explaining to her what it happened, right? She was like, well, just see what's going to decide how far it's going to go, right? So after 6 months, you know what I'm saying, the dating, I'm fed up. Because I'm like, yo, I'm blowing all my fucking money. And then I find out that she's this big time lawyer and shit, and like, she ain't still got damn done. The only thing she fucking got me, yo, it was a damn, what holiday was that, man? It was something on a holiday. It wasn't Christmas, I know that. And she got me, like,
well, nigga, it must have been your birthday, because if you would buy a gift and it ain't Christmas, what did that mean?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't never give me nothing for my birthday. She got me like a little sweater or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was ugly, like, you know what I'm saying? She knew I wasn't going to wear it. I'm like, okay, I want to buy some shit. Just
you wasn't
going to
wear it, you wasn't
going
to wear it. Now, if I buy some shit, I want motherfuckers to wear my shit that I bought.
I mean, you got good taste, you know what I'm saying? You know how to shop for a dude.
Oh, you mean you?
So you saying she don't got good taste?
Nah, she didn't. Not when it comes to them for dude, you know what I'm saying? And then so she was like, let's go out. And I was like, all right, cool. So I drove all the way to Charlotte. We get down there, now she want to do a weekend out of this shit. So I'm like, okay, cool. All right. We go to Dave and Buster's. I was like, okay, I got the first round I got. Come to the damn second round, I noticed. Because I had went to the bathroom, I noticed that the waitress had opened a fucking tab on my shit. I was like, yo, I didn't ask you no tab. She was like, oh, you didn't? I was like, no. She's like, she looking at me like, really, you just going to shut down the tab? Like, you ain't like, so I'm like, okay, I can't be the cheap motherfucker now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't just sit there and be like, damn. It was stupid. So, damn, bust, I paid for it. That fucking Saturday came. He's talking about, let's go get something to eat, right? But this is part of the reason I was already pissed off with Chicago. Because the simple fact was, I supposed to stay with you at your crib that whole weekend. I come down there, you're going to wait till I get in town and tell me that your mom is staying with you. And you don't think it'll be right for me to stay. You know what I'm saying? I met her mom, the mom, little preacher, or whatever. She's looking all crazy and shit. So I didn't go all the way to Charlotte. Now I'm mad. Because I'm like, okay, I'm not getting a fucking room. So I called my cousin. Luckily, his ass is at home, and I stayed with him. Don't you know that next day she's like, let's go get something to eat at this restaurant downtown? I was like, okay, I'm fucked. Because we going downtown to Charlotte. I know this shit cost. Now, remind you, that was a short pay week.
All right, so I'm driving. I can't type in all this shit.
Nigga, don't you know? That shit was fucking $70 a goddamn plate.
So it was you and her, or you and her mother?
No, it was me and her. Still, $70 a fucking plate. I don't give a fuck if we were eating outside in front of a damn fire, little fire lit thing, and you know what I'm saying? It was all beautiful and all that bullshit.
I'm steaming like a pot of greens in there. I'm heated because I done paid for that shit. Paid for the damn Dave & Buster's shit. I'm sitting there on my cousin's couch sleeping with a hard ass dick. I can't fuck my girl because her cock blocker preaching ass mama is there. No, I'm like,
oh Lord,
I'm fed up. So that Sunday comes around, I'm ready to go home, and she calls. She's like, "What you about yesterday? I'm about to go to the crib, man. I'm upset. I'm going home." So she's like, "Well, I got tickets to the wrestling." And I was like, "Man, she know that's my shit. You know what I'm saying? She know I fucks the wrestling because she's trying to milk." Okay, I'm like, damn, she bought some damn heart close seat. This pay per view shit. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit was like my front row was like $500. I'm like, okay, man, don't you know the company that she worked for and shit? They gave them motherfuckers to her as like comp or some shit. So she didn't even pay for it. She just went, got the tickets for free, and then gave them to me. Then the whole time we was there, it was like she was just irritating as fuck. Like she was just damn being like real fucking childish. So I was heated. I'm like, okay, you gonna give me some free shit that was for you? You wasn't gonna tell me that you damn got tickets. I just spent all my damn money on you. I got like $30 to get through the week to get the damn back and forth to work, you know what I'm saying, with gas and shit. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just heated. So this time is best friend's birthday, you know what I'm saying, like the following week. So we all at fucking, we went to Chili. And,
Who went to Chili?
When it was me
oh, yeah,
for your birthday.
Yeah. I remember.
So I first got up with, you know what I'm saying, with my girl or whatever, and I was like, you know what, fuck that, I ain't going. I said, I'm chilling with Jesse. I can't fucking do it. And plus, I knew we was like three other chicks that was there because all of us in the group, and they were feeling it. I chose the wrong bitch that night, but because she was fucking nuts too. But the thing was, my girl got mad at me because I didn't want to go to the movies with her because she wanted to go to the movies, and she didn't want to pay. She wanted me to pay. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm plotting the whole time. And I'm like, yo, I got to break up with this motherfucker, man. Like, this shit, she don't believe in the 50-50. I'm spending all my ducats. I'm fucking struggling. She down here. She's making 12 Huxable money, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a big-time fucking lawyer. But karma bit her in the ass. So she, Jack and her broke up. And, you know what I'm saying, we still keep in touch. We still cool and shit, but I'm still mad about the way she did it. She called me one night, Ron, and she was like, I got to talk to you about something. I was like, okay, what's up? She's like, this dude I went on a date with twice, he stuck me. I was like, what do you mean he stuck me? She was like, you go on a date to that restaurant that me and you went to, and I was like, word, those $75 joint, I'm laughing. She's like, yeah, she's like, let you know, I left my wallet at home, can you pay? I was like, so did you pay? She's like, yeah, I said, she's like, I can't just eat the food. And I was like, where is this? So what's this dude's name? She went and tell me, she's like, he's a Panther, he plays for the Panthers, he's a defensive person. I was like, so you mean to tell me you dating an athlete and that nigga stuck to you and he makes it more money?
Yes,
and then she got pissed off at me because I was rubbing that shit in the face. He did it to her like twice.
Nah, fuck her. So that's one of them women, to go back to where we started with that she made more, but she still looked like she subscribed to the man supposed to pay them the lion shit.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Her motto is, my daddy raised me to be a princess, because he's a preacher too. My daddy raised me to be a princess, and the man should do everything, and I shouldn't have to spend my money. And you know, I told her, when she said this shit, I said, so you trying to tell me the whole time while we together, I'm going to be spending my money and you're not going to be paying for nothing? She was like, basically, I said, you know what? This relationship has expired. The contract is done. I can't give.
I mean, I look at that two different ways. The first way I look at that is, okay, no problem, we can do that. But since I'm paying for everything, we going where the fuck I want to go. How often
exactly.
I want to go.
And then all the shit I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to go to the damn, I wanted to go to the, because, like, the Roots don't never come to damn Greensboro, so they always on the charts. I wanted to go see the Roots in concert, man, bad. He didn't want to go. I don't like them. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if he don't like. Why do you pay this on that I want to do? This shit gets heated because I didn't want to go see that fucking movie. What's the movie with the strippers with Shannon Tatum in the first one that came out?
Wow.
He's been in Lightwood.
You're right. I don't know.
Magic Mike?
But I do know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, she got mad. She got mad because I wouldn't go see Magic Mike with her. I said, I don't want to go see that bullshit.
Yeah,
that's a
I don't know anybody that doesn't like the Roots. I know some people who may not know who they are. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know anybody who doesn't like the Roots.
Yeah, that part right there hurt me, boy. That hurt my soul right there. My nigga, Black Talk, are you serious?
She don't like the Roots.
Fuck that bullshit. Listen, don't be sticking up for her. You don't even like her ass. I know you don't like her.
No, she actually likes her.
Oh. Well, still fuck her.
That's the one. That's the one with the big butt.
Oh. I mean, listen, man. I might be seeing Homage on this one, Dre. My bad. Okay, let me
see how you fucking do.
Nigga, you better go get you a payday loan and take that bitch out of that plan. Go sell some blood,
nigga.
Go
sell
some
blood.
Go sell some plasma, nigga. Go get you some plasma.
Nigga, on your way to pick her up, just do two Uber drop offs. Know what I'm saying? Cash out. Know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What you gotta do.
Exactly.
Look, I didn't want to let her go, man. But I was like, man, fuck this shit. You put me in a hole, yo. Like, I can't do it.
Oh God, I cannot. That's funny.
It makes you feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even got my promotion at work, nigga. I was still making $10.75. Like, nigga.
Lord have mercy.
That's why I was like, that damn, that 50-50 shit, that shit comes in handy. Like, if I ain't got it, but you still want to go damn, goddamn, do some damn, some rich and famous shit, that's going to be out of your pocket, not mine. Because I ain't
well,
got it, I ain't
okay.
got it.
So me and my boyfriend, we take turns. It's never like 50-50. I mean, we just take turns. Like, okay, our date weekend usually consists of me going down on a Friday night. He's usually at work. And then Saturday morning, we'll get up. Depending on the weekend, it's either, like, the first meal of the day is like breakfast. On Saturdays, we go out to breakfast. So usually, I pay for breakfast. And he, for whatever reason, we eat a lot of breakfast food. Like, he got to get bacon, sausage, and all this other stuff. Like, there's a whole bunch of food. So, I pay for that. Then, when it comes down to dinner, he'll take care of dinner. If we do a movie or we went to the movies. I paid for the movie part, and he bought the popcorn. So, I mean, we do things like that because we, you know, we want to do stuff for each other. I mean, granted, she got a big booty. Do I agree with the fact of her always making a man pay for stuff? No. But she got a big old butt. I mean, you win some, you lose some.
And she's a lawyer.
Like, you know, I mean, maybe one day she was going to say,
you
know what, you can be the house husband.
Of home invasions, got that paper up, put a baby in her, and then got sat and sat on the couch.
But look,
That, see what I'm saying?
That part right there, Lauren. See, we had a conversation, and I asked her about kids. You know what I'm saying? She was like, no, I want to do my career first and do this, 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 this. Now, on Facebook, every fucking post she posted is about having kids. And I'm like, okay, so you just didn't want to have kids.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm
talking about. No, it's not that she didn't want to have kids. Not that she didn't want to have kids with you. It's just the fact that, you know, she wanted to have a goal. And she set her goal, and she met her goal. Now it's time to move on to the next part. Now I want kids. That's just like if I'm saying to you, hey, look, I really don't want any more kids, but, I mean, I understand that you may want some. Let me accomplish this first, and then we'll go ahead and bust a couple out. Like, it's okay to have that. And so now she's just at a point where she wants to have kids. It doesn't mean that she didn't want to have kids with you.
I felt some type of way about that shit.
Well, get out those motherfucking feelings and get them shit to break.
No, because see, this is the thing. No, everybody said I feel some type of way about this shit. So when she said this shit about the kids, right, not having kids or whatever. So I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm strapping up now, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting on condoms and shit. No, I don't want to use no rub. Bitch, you just said you want to have this. And then she would say nasty shit to me while we fucking.
Dre, let me ask you a question. If a motherfucker say, yo, I want a home cooking meal, right? And then they go in the kitchen and they make a peanut butter and jelly. Right? You gonna look at them like, nigga, you just said you want a home cooked meal. You got that. That don't make no sense. What the fuck? Are you crazy? Right?
Right.
That's the same shit you should have said to that bitch. I don't want no children. All right, let me put the condom on. No, don't put it on. Bitches, you crazy? Like, you can't have both of those things.
Exactly. And then she's saying nasty shit. Come in me. For what? For you to get pregnant and you go kill my child? Hell no.
All right. So this is what I was about to say earlier when Maj cut me off. It's like, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. And this is inappropriate. I know it's inappropriate, and I apologize in advance. You told me. If you
say
see.
What?
You got a bunch of bitches out here that ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Okay?
Bunch of bitches.
Ain't worth a motherfucking thing. So,
bunch of bitches.
When you find you a woman who works something, nigga, it is your obligation to put it to you. What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? It is your obligation to inseminate every work something bitch that you come across.
You know what?
I'm just
saying.
Is that wrong?
I'm not doing this with you today.
And then he said, is that wrong?
Nigga, do you know what the fuck you just said?
And then the funny part is, he said, I'm about to say some really inappropriate shit.
I'm saying, it sounds fucked up. But think about it, man. Why would you? It is your duty to the human race for you to propagate with women who can have children and help you help them make them something. When you got these bitches that ain't worth nothing, you don't want to get them no children.
Exactly, and that's why.
See, you never looked at it from that angle, did you, Lamont?
Yeah, because that's why the three I'm supposed to have, I had to get that one aborted because, oh my God, like she wants to smoke weed.
How did we get here?
My bad.
I don't know, but I smoked weed when my baby mama was pregnant too. Oh, I guess that ain't true. My bad.
You niggas ain't shit.
Listen, man. I get it that, you know what I'm saying, roles, back to roles, right? It's the mother's role to take care of the child when she's pregnant. I get it. Because who else can do that job, right? It is the father's job to take care of the mother when she is pregnant.
I get it. I get it. Because who else can do it? You know what I mean? When it's the obvious job, when it's a job that nobody else can do, then I understand why that role is there. You know what I mean? Somebody kicks in the front door. I understand why I'm running, to protect us and not you. But that little dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? You make, you know what I'm saying, more money than me, so now you want to try to tell me what to do? Bitch, because if you don't get the fuck from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, see, yeah, for real. Different. Mm-mm.
I don't treat anybody like that.
Now, that's not to say that because a man makes more than a woman that he should do these things to her either. I'm not saying that either. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to make it seem like I'm being one-sided with my shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? Respect is respect. You know what I'm saying? If we ain't got no fucking respect, if we ain't got no way to communicate and try to be on some common accord, then fuck it. Let's just go our separate ways, man. Bye, bitch.
Yo, dude, what's going on with you today? You done called my big booty friend a bitch. And then you just keep calling the people victims and shit.
I don't know. I apologize to all the bitches out there that I'm calling by name.
That sounds like shit out there.
I ain't calling
a bitch, but the bitch.
I ain't call her a bitch, but if I had called her something, that's appropriate.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
It is. All right. So what else was that the people threw out there for us? You said, some people. There's some things out there they wanted us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to it. Still want me to talk about it.
I'm going to need you, and I'm sure this is the first time you've ever heard this in your life. I'm going to need you to swallow.
That's not the first time. I think I'm fine, though. And I did swallow.
You stupid.
Oh, it's a peanut. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh,
I was chewing my peanuts. Let's go to the pool. I told you un momento por favor, and you just kept on.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
Okay, so the question was that I posted on my Facebook was, I'm looking for a topic for tonight. What's on your timeline? What's on your mind? So Joey, who you know Joey, he's been on the wind down.
Right.
Yeah, that popped up this week that he had been on the wind down or whatever. And he says on his timeline, they were talking about vaginal activity. Now, he did not go into details about said vaginal activity, because I said, well, what they talking about? And he didn't go into detail. But
vaginal activity is a very wide and broad, pun intended, topic.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. He posted something about some badges on here. Wait a minute. Okay, so one of the things that he said on his post, he said, pussy is not therapeutic. Let's expound on that. Is it therapeutic or is it not? Fellas, I don't know.
Is pussy therapeutic?
Okay. I'm about to put that. I want to put that on my Facebook page.
But you don't want to put that on your Facebook page.
I already posted some inappropriate shit yesterday. on my Facebook page, so I don't really want to be inappropriate really bad today.
I like to
go to the gram with it. Go to the gram with it.
But see, I posted that inappropriate shit on Instagram too. Like, oh man, I don't know what to do. I don't know. But I'm about to ask Joey in the comments. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say I went to your page, so Pussycat is not offensive, is not therapeutic.
I'm gonna say, see, I don't know how to answer this. My answer is either gonna be no, it's not, or it can be. You know what I'm saying? The reason I would say no, it's not, is because there's, you know what I'm saying, a wide variety of different kinds of pussy. Know what I'm saying? This good, bad, sweet, stinky. Know what I'm saying? All kinds.
I figured out how to ask it without being so vulgar.
All right.
Getting some box therapeutic. We're gonna put box in quotations. May hope that's a smart ass people will fix. Nigga, I can't. My mama on this page. I can't be like, it's pussy therapeutic. Nigga. Even though I did what I posted last night, my mama probably was like, who raised you?
Like, look in the mirror.
Who raised you? You were not raised like this. Okay, so let's figure out. Okay, is sex therapeutic?
See, that's the PC question. You know what I'm saying? Because it includes women and men. You know what I'm saying? Both ways. So that's the way to put it to get a more broad answer. But is pussy therapeutic? Is a very, you know what I'm saying, like.
So I'm gonna say this. So there is an inappropriate question I want to ask.
All right, so boom.
So let me go to the other part.
The other part that I was gonna say is that it can be because there's sometimes where you just need that energy from that woman. You know what I'm saying? And she's giving it to you the right way. You got some of them that lay there and don't do nothing, and they give you that energy. But then you got some of them who actually, you know what I'm saying, get into it too much. All right, bitch, you're not on set. Calm the fuck down. My dick ain't that good.
Oh, Lord.
But then you got some of them who give you just the right energy back. And I've had women get me back into my, as I would say, get my mojo back, get my swagger back. You know what I'm saying? I've had times where, boom, you mess with this woman and all of a sudden it's like, you know what, that's, now I know the meaning of life and what I was supposed to be doing all the time because of that vagina. You know what I mean? It happened once, like, three times. But that being said, it's not all the time. It's a very specific instance. So I think that's more than just pussy. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Maybe I just think with my dick too much. I'm sorry.
Okay, so up under Joey's vaginal activity comment, I asked him, so if box in parentheses, pussy, not therapeutic. He said, no, ma'am, but it's fun, though.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it ain't fun, neither.
Since I'm the only female on here,
right.
My question
answer the question.
Now is dick therapeutic? It adjusts my attitude sometimes. Because sometimes I'm horrible.
Yes.
I'm a horrible human. It adjusts my attitude. Is it therapy? I don't think so. I think it just balances my black ass back out.
What about those times where you expected it to balance you out and get you calm, but for some whatever reason, the person you was with was like real like whack. That make you more aggravated.
Yeah, and then I go get that fixed by my non blackness. What the fuck?
But I don't have that problem at this point in life.
But I'm just saying that's what how shit used to go down. Like when I was like, oh, this didn't work. Okay, let me call up the next one. I'm like, hey, look here, sir. I need you to adjust my attitude. Point blank. Period. We're not about to do this shit. And they were like, okay, I got you.
And they adjusted very well. Adjust my attitude.
If you knew then
what you know now, you would be like, I need some therapy.
I need some therapy. That was it was really therapeutic. It's been like I felt myself float above myself.
But you know what, though? You know what? I'm going to go a step further.
Okay.
So getting some good pussy could be therapeutic. All right. I can lean towards that one. You can talk me into that one. But you know what else is therapeutic for a dude? Giving that good dick. When you break a bitch back, nigga.
Did you break her back?
The shot of adrenaline that your ego gets, you know, your purpose, your manhood, everything is just on drugs at that point. You know what I mean? Like when you lay it down, man. And don't let you be a nigga like some of the dudes I grew up with. And, well, I ain't gonna say whether I'm one of them or not, but you go, you know what I'm saying? Like, that afternoon, you get one female and you make her crazy, and then that night you go to another. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it be a situation like that where it's two women in a short time period. Like
you know what that reminds me of the day. I did that bullshit. I had three, and I called this next. It was like, yo. I had the time of my life. I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking to her like she wanted to. She's sitting there all quiet, Ron, and she said, I said, why you quiet? Say something. Use a hoe. Whoa! She first started saying, use a hoe. Then she said, it's 7 o'clock. Let's go get something to eat. So I'm like, okay. So we meet at TGI Fridays. That was our fight. We go over there. I get out the car. She's like, oh, she just started saying shit from the beginning. And every time I tried to say something, she was like, oh, she just kept laying on the shit. Nigga, I understand exactly where you're going coming from. That was, oh my God. I think, that, matter of fact, that whole day right there, I was fresh off that walker too, nigga, because I was, you know what I'm saying, I was walking good. A nigga had to balance a little bit.
So to you, since you had three pieces of pussycat that day, was it therapeutic to you?
Hell yeah, because you know, shit, you know, you gotta look at the situation. Me and old girl, we had broke up, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the crib. Couldn't go to damn work because they, you know what I'm saying, shot me, wouldn't let me go back and shit. I'm sitting there just playing video games, and then I get that damn call, and like, now I'm going to talk to the morning, because that's when my sleep was all real bad. Like, I couldn't even fucking sleep at night. So I'm up at 9 o'clock in the morning playing a video game, and then mother called me, and she was like, I'm coming to your crib. I'm like, okay. So midnight, fake, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I ain't using that walker no more. I'm going here and reach around these balls and reach them off right quick. This is my story. I ain't coming over here at 9 o'clock in the goddamn morning for Justin. Nigga, she came over there and blew your boy down like pop out. Well, blow me down.
nigga. And then right after she left, she left us, it was like 11 something. I went to the bathroom, rinsed around, rinsed it off, you know what I'm saying? When I took the trash out, I'm skipping, singing. My neighbor, Miss Donna, shout out to Miss T. She said, "Oh, she came over here early this morning, dude." I was like, "Yeah, she was come over to check on me, make sure I was good." She's like, "Oh, so you ain't using that water?" I was like, "Yup." Gets in the house. Had another phone call. It's 12 o'clock. He's like, I'm going to swing through in a few minutes. Oh, okay. So she comes over. Nigga, she had, like, I guess they had a party or some shit at work. So she came in, nigga, with, like, two cases of fucking Count Dew and, like, a big thing of damn Oreo cookies, a big-ass bag of Oreo cookies. I said, okay, I'm going to feed the motherfucking shit. She goes to the bathroom. And I already had the front door locked. She's sitting in the hallway, butt-ass nigga. This is the day my feed came back to my leg. And I ran and locked that back door. It went down. So this is what says, friends, your schedule was actually for you when you was getting off, you know what I'm saying, that you had to be back at work at 5, remember?
Yeah, I remember what my schedule was.
So I told girl that left. You know what I'm saying? I supposed to get up with this other chick, and she was like, "Well, I'm around the corner." I'm like, "Yo, okay." So I'm trying to get the coochie smell off of me and shit. So I said, "Yo, the door open." I'm in the shower. So she comes in, I come out the damn shower with her. "Yo, look, yo," she's like, "Yeah, okay." So I'm sitting there, drying off and shit. She tackles me, and I get it in the damn again. So when I met best friend, I was damn near thinking, making my way downtown, walking,
just nasty.
Hell yeah, I feel good. I'm trying to tell you.
You should have been blowing dust at that point, you nasty monkey. You just out here just, you a hoe.
I was so fucking horny that day. I don't know if it was that medication or what, because a nigga hadn't fucked in like 3 months. I was mad just sitting there killing motherfuckers on Call of Duty for no reason. I was pissed off. The shit I was going through with my girl, shit, I was mad as hell, nigga. And then shit called out the
this nigga sound like he, this nigga sound like he about to cry now. You hear this wrong?
Absolutely.
This nigga about to cry.
I'm telling you, man. You
hear this
blue call? You got to get that.
No.
I'm gonna need you to take 10 seconds and just breathe deeply, girl.
Yeah,
just
right. Let's get it. So, I cannot. So we have determined on this phone call that some people feel like pussy is therapeutic, while some say, like, you know what, I get it, it's fun and all, but it's not very therapeutic. I've been told in my former life that, you know.
In her former life. Yeah, okay, coming to America.
This
you know, in my former life, I was told that, you know, it's magical. Clearly, I have a boyfriend, and I'm not giving out my magic as much as I would have prior.
This nigga said, "I'm not giving out my magic." It's an exclusive performance now. No trick for any of you niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I give my magic to my boyfriend when I see him because, you know, we see each other at least once a month because we live in different places and wasn't working as people. We be bad. You know what I'm saying? So, but there be moments where I be wanting to give my magic and I be like, damn it, I gotta wait till XYZ day to give my magic away. And so, you know, I be wanting, I mean, that's my magic, and I don't know if it's therapeutic to him. I don't know how I would ask him because he feels like I'm very inappropriate, and I say some inappropriate-ass shit. But that's why you like me. That's why I understand. Yeah, she said that they had a profession. I'm like, where? So he's like, all the time. When? But anyway, I mean, dates and times of when I said some inappropriate ass shit. I need to say, yo, you got to vap. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But I do feel better after I done busted a good couple of nuts. I mean, I do. I told you, I feel like I float outside myself when it's good like that.
So let me ask you this question.
I could appreciate it.
All right.
Maybe.
Therapy.
I don't know.
Therapy in general. Can therapy be bad?
Can that particular therapy be bad? Is that what you're saying?
Like, the reason I'm saying that is because pussy can be good, pussy can be bad. It can be good, it can
That's
be bad.
That's what I said.
Therapy, you know what I'm saying? With therapy, it's like it's to help you. I mean, at the very least, I'm thinking it just won't help you. You're just being in the same place you was at before. But can therapy be bad? Kick this nigga.
It could be if you're not willing to receive said therapy. It can be bad. You have to be open
how's that bad
when it comes to.
But you're just in the same place
you
were at.
You're making it bad yourself. You can. So y'all know I asked in on my Facebook page, you know, if you want to know this inappropriate ass question, inbox me and I'll share the answer. So I got an inbox, so I got to ask the inappropriate ass question. Sorry.
Okay. We got interaction.
Right. Like, let me ask a question. So I asked it. So I will wait for the answer. But I think that is what you make out of it. So I think that especially with sex can be what you make it.
Right.
You can have bad sex because you know what? You really didn't fucking feel like popping your pussy today. You may not feel like that shit, but this nigga wants you to pop your pussy. It ain't even get wet. It didn't do nothing. Right. I don't feel like it. So now it's bad. Right?
Exactly.
So, this is what you make it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I ain't never had a moment where I didn't want to. Because, you know, I'm shit. Anyway, except for, like,
right.
If I'm mad at you. Like, if I'm mad at you, I'm mad and my cat is mad. But my cat ain't going to stay as mad as I'm going to stay mad.
So you got two makeups, and one to me is gonna be second, but you gonna make up to this pussy way before you make up to
exactly. Me. Like I can get so, oh my god, that shit pisses me the fuck off. Like I'm like, bitch, we got one. Why is it you're functioning on your own shit, bitch? You're attached to me. You're not going nowhere. So I just feel like, yeah, I've had that shit happen. Like, bitch, really? I'm mad. Like, I'm super mad. Bitch, you just gonna turn your back on me like this? How dare you, you wench? What's wrong with you?
Okay, no, again, turn your back. Go ahead, turn your back. Watch what happens. Your back will be real sticky in about 4 minutes.
Right, you scared like you flinch. Okay, so we have an answer. So they ask, is it for me or the woman laughing my butt off? It does relieve a lot of stress for me. So a guy answered this. It relieves stress. So it relieves the pressure that y'all have built up. On y'all.
That,
you know, women have a pressure
that
too.
Anxiety,
women have pressure.
That, yeah.
Women
have pressure.
Pressure
go fight.
Lord. I'd ask, Lord, I cannot. I cannot.
You all right, young lady?
I just won't. I don't know.
Yo, tomorrow
I don't know what's
is
wrong with
the
me.
Only day. I don't work all week. I got off tomorrow, and then I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Tomorrow's my only day off, too.
Yo, for like the next week and a half, tomorrow's my only day that I really have off. I'm dying.
Don't die. Okay,
and
so the next question that was on the post.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so let's go to the next question on the post. The next question on the post is from Charlene. Charlene says that her timeline was full of dudes playing the victim. Do dudes play the victim these days? Are y'all victimized?
Are you stupid?
What?
The answer to your question is yes. And to be honest, just thinking back on this whole show tonight, I may have played the victim myself. You know what I'm saying? Talk about my baby mother crazy. What nigga, you chose her? No, I mean, don't talk about her craziness, nigga. You the one that put the dick in there and squeezed off. So, I mean, sometimes we do play the victim, but we do it in our way. You know what I mean? That being said, a real dude is go not just play the victim, but take his part in the fuckery. You know what I mean? So yeah, it happened.
Okay. Dre.
That nigga
No, I'm here.
Right.
Just daydreaming.
He thinking about, he reminiscing on that day that he was hoe-tastic in these streets and his whole boy, his whole sex went up. That nigga always talking about, yeah, I need to go figure out how to get them three bitches back over there again.
I gotta get down to fucking Grace Jones' house.
She can get in the rotation too.
That's disgusting.
Grace Jones, Jenny Jones, Marion Jones, all the big bone
Jones
bitches.
The Jones girls, all of them.
Ew.
Hell yeah, be asking why they sang the Nights Over Egypt.
Nights Over Egypt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the name of the
song.
That's
it. All right. You got any more questions?
Yeah. I got some that was just, like, too deep for this shit. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
But, okay. Like,
it's too what?
Like, nigga, don't nobody want to discuss that shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Was it that disgusting?
No, it wasn't disgusting. It's just that it was like just that serious. Like, nigga, it's Friday. No, I don't want to discuss that shit. But I'm going to read it to you and see what y'all say because Brother Ron might show up.
Oh, shit.
It says, American black people who think it's wrong to celebrate 4th of July, an American holiday, but will celebrate Halloween, a Spanish holiday, or St. Patrick's Day, or an Irish holiday. See what I mean?
Please tell me. That had to be a girl. It had to be a female.
Nope.
What the fuck did that got to do with the talk?
Nigga, all the things said is what's on your mind. Clearly, that was on that nigga's mind. What's on his mind?
So what you think about that?
I don't care. I'm going to celebrate any fucking holiday I want to celebrate. Hell, Margarita Day came around. I celebrated that shit. Is that a problem?
You sure did.
When you say celebrate, do you mean that you, like, you uplift that holiday, like you fly flags and you go march in the parades, or you just I can get 50% off a drink today, so I'm going.
The margarita day is I'm drinking margaritas all goddamn day, every day. I'm going to the Mexican restaurant. Going to the Mexican restaurant, give me a motherfucking margarita. Like, it's just a holiday. If the holiday doesn't have a significance to you, why does it matter? Here we go. Didn't we discuss minding our own fucking business last week? So what someone wants to celebrate Halloween? So what? So what if somebody wants to celebrate Juneteenth? So what? That's what they want to do. If they want to go and celebrate 4th of goddamn July with all their 4th of July homies down at the downtown and put on their red, white, and blue and their stripes and shit, let them. If you don't want to, you ain't got to. You are not forced to celebrate anything in this world except for your birthday. And some people don't even celebrate their birthday because they're Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. So what?
That's what I was about to say. I wanted to call my cousin out so damn bad the other day, cause it was her damn birthday. She talking about it's my birthday. Turn up, it's a real one's birthday, but shit, Jehovah's Witness. Like, bitch, shut up. You're supposed to be going to watch TV or knocking on some doors. Shut up.
You stupid.
I ain't never celebrated a birthday or holiday.
Yeah, she supposed to be out there knocking on doors. Ha. We're here to talk to you about the.
I remember this one time these Mormons showed up at my house and they asked me, did I know Jesus? I said, yeah, I do know Jesus. And she just stepped close to me. I said, well, look, girl, Jesus said that I need to pay my bills. I'm currently working. You're going to have to get off my porch. What? I know Jesus. I love Jesus.
Jesus did not tell you to kick them off your porch.
He told me that I needed to get back to work so I can continue to pay my bills and not have debt.
They could have came in the house with you.
I'm working. You can't come in my house.
That's what Jesus would have done. Jesus would have invited people.
Jesus said, Jesus told them to get off my porch.
And fish and bread and crackers.
Get off my
fucking
porch.
Fucking libation.
All right, bro.
One thing was these dudes, right? They come knock on the apartment door and shit. So I was notorious for sitting there with my damn front door open and my back door open in the middle of the wintertime. Like, my apartment is super hot. So I was still with the door open and shit. Man, these motherfuckers were knocking on the door. So I opened the damn door and I was watching them. What's it? That movie that motherfucker said, kill the black man, murder the black man. No, they killed the white man, stomped the white man. I think it was CB4.
Nope,
his phone line dropped.
Yeah, don't know that movie, son. Don't know that movie. Nope, didn't see that one.
Yeah, don't nobody know that. But him. You know he'd be the only one knowing shit.
Only one to be knowing shit. You know what I'm saying? If you come close to it, he'd be like, yeah, that's it. Like, nigga, that ain't it. I just threw it out there and just test it, yeah.
We don't be knowing what that shit's about. We don't be knowing. We don't be here.
Stupid. But, now to your holiday question, right? You're right. What does it matter if you celebrate this holiday or that holiday? I don't subscribe for the most part to Christmas anymore, but my reasoning for it is strictly I am not going to put myself in debt any longer. I'm not going to hurt myself financially just to subscribe to a European holiday that is not what it claims to be. In my perspective, You know what I mean? So that's why I don't. But do I ever go to work on December 25th? I'm like, no, I don't. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna take the advantages of it, of course. But so it really don't matter in the long run. Now, where it does matter is when these same people, as black people, are complaining about the culture and the society. Nigga, you can't complain about it, but then subscribe to it and be celebrating all the holidays. You know what I'm saying? You can't complain about, you know what I'm saying, shit to some extent when you're doing certain things.
But I think it is that they just wanted to have some deep shit to try to say, and ain't nobody coming for that shit.
But I mean,
so what?
I mean, but I get what he's saying, because if you, by celebrating,
I knew that Brother Ron was gonna show up and destroy my hair.
You stupid. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is something that. Uh oh, swallow. The St. Patrick's Day is about Ireland. It's about Ireland. 4th of July is about America. So I see what he's saying. You celebrate this country, you celebrate that country, whatever. I kind of lean towards what you're saying. It ain't that serious. But at the same time, you know, certain people give off certain things. And if you're giving off those things, then I don't want you to celebrate none of them shit. And I get it. But whatever.
Well, just sit your non-celebrating ass down there.
I mean, and me personally, like, I'm not one for all this holiday. You know what I'm saying, about fucking devils and shit, fucking Halloween. Fuck. I mean, as a child, yeah, we used to wear costumes, yes. And then as a teenager, we caused ruckus, yes. Does it go on that? I ain't no time for no fucking holiday. If you ring my fucking bell for some candy, nigga, get the fuck away from me. I don't care, nigga. I ain't answering the door all week.
I like Halloween personally. I like Halloween. I dress up. I still dress up. I like Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays. I like Halloween. I'm always a cat.
Lord.
Or I'm always some type of animal. Or one year I was a pink lady. Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, I do. Kitty cat. I already know.
Yeah, I'm always a cat. I'm always some type of cat. Always. Because I'm KK. Carolina Kitty. All day. My magic.
You got issues. You got a whole bunch of issues.
You know, my magic or whatnot. I'm trying to eat chew up my peanuts.
You got a lot of issues, and I think that therapy would solve most of your issues.
What type of therapy? Which one? Which did I need to go sit on the couch therapy? Well,
or
shit,
sit on the
couch to get that therapy too. Sorry, inappropriate as hell.
Yes, you need both therapies, nigga. You need both. On the way to therapy, pull over the car and have some therapy.
Help, man. I mean, I know we're supposed to be flying down the highway right now, but let's take this back road to some therapy.
You see that right there? That's the water company's road up there. It's paved, but ain't nobody going up there. Hit this right here and go up there.
Let's go get this therapy.
Perfect.
Uh-oh. We got another biter for the question.
Uh-oh.
Y'all niggas is nasty and nosy. He said, what's this question? I'm curious. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Why must y'all entertain my crazy ass? Why do people entertain me?
Because you got issues. You're going to be getting inboxes for the next 4 weeks of that same question. Fucking Thanksgiving.
No, it's not chicks. It's not no chicks. It's all dudes. I already know.
They're going to be fucking the Carolina fucking Panthers going to be in the playoffs. you go check your fucking inbox and somebody gonna ask you what's this question?
What
you gonna forget the fucking question.
Like, what question are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Nigga, you know how many questions I didn't ask in the last month alone, nigga? I don't know what the fuck you...
That's funny.
Okay, so this person says to... Okay, so this person says, to a broken heart, sometimes it is. It keeps men mentally sane.
What?
Do you agree?
Nigga, I don't understand what the fuck they said. Can you repeat it, please?
To a broken heart, sometimes it is. It keeps men sane.
To a broken heart, it is therapeutic.
Sometimes it is. Like, you know, y'all get broken hearts and shit. Y'all play the fucking victim and shit in situations.
Yes,
and so,
absolutely. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? I get it that it can be, but when you just say it is, yes, like, it also make motherfuckers crazy. You know what I mean? Because you can't say it make motherfuckers sane. You know what I mean? Niggas go crazy over mediocre pussy. Not even good pussy. You know what I mean? Niggas honestly go crazy over mediocre pussy. Run-of-the-mill vagina.
I don't know what I do not possess this mediocre bullshit. I do not. I possess nothing.
Yo, you are stupid. I have no knowledge of this topic. Of mediocre, what did you call it? Mediocrity? What?
That's the word of mediocrity. I don't know what this mediocrity is. I don't know. I'm magical. Shit.
Yo, you are stupid. I got another M word for magical, right? How about that?
That's
it's magical.
Hey, lucky
charm ass nigga. Oh shit, you stupid.
You know what?
I'm gonna tell you something.
What?
Fuck Taylor. Fuck Medisa. Fuck Dre. Nigga.
Damn.
All we need is us.
Me and you. Me and you. Me
oh, shit,
you.
I'm stupid.
Terrible.
We're taking this shit on the motherfucking road. Me and you.
Oh, shit. Hey, we giggling like fucking schoolgirls for no fucking reason.
Look,
oh,
I've been drinking Hennessy all night long with you.
Oh, so maybe that's the reason.
It's Hennessy, peanuts, and chicken wings. Is this what I had for dinner?
Nigga,
yeah.
Yo, in the middle, not the middle, but towards the beginning of the show, I got up, made me some fucking soy bacon, eggs, and raisin bread. Nigga, I got the fucking breakfast munchies.
Wait a minute. Be quiet, Dre. Be quiet. You say soy bacon?
Yo, that Morningstar bacon is the shit. Now, I try not to kill it with soy so much, but that Morningstar bacon, that plant bacon, nigga. And yes,
first of all,
I
that's
did
not bacon.
Say it.
That's not bacon. That's nothing but plant. It's not bacon. That's not
plant. The same thing I said about this fucking burger, that Burger King got that damn plant burger, that Whopper. That's a plant. You eating some damn sticker bribes, motherfucking dogwood trees, and goddamn some damn pork, not just some shit. So y'all got damn vegans walking around this motherfucker. That's why the vegans be so damn mad walking around this motherfucker mad all the time.
Y'all go respect my bacon. Y'all go respect my fucking bacon.
Nigga, stop calling it bacon.
What you want to call it? Breakfast strips? Yeah, go, yeah, go respect my breakfast.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put some respect on your breakfast, but I better not hear you call that shit no motherfucking election again.
That was damn plant food. That's a damn case. You go outside and grab one of them motherfuckers off the damn off of a damn bush something.
Well, Dre, you can't act like that because I be putting stuff in the food and you don't be knowing because I sure just made some old cauliflower non-potatoes.
You told me that, but that was good. So I eat cauliflower every now and again, but I don't eat it like that. But that was good. But it was still potatoes. We ain't eating no goddamn plant.
It wasn't no potatoes.
Well, we ain't eating no goddamn
plant. Hold on, hold on. Wait. Everybody stop. Everybody stop.
In your mouth.
Stop. Stop. Hold on. Did this nigga say we not eating plants, we eating potatoes? Did that nigga just say that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He dumb.
Nigga. I would need you to calm down.
He had some more stuff, too. You gotta watch her when she cook, man. She be watching. She like that dude. What's that motherfucker to be cooking? You gotta do this, then you add to this. Bam! You add this to it, bam! She be in there bamming like hell if you don't watch. Especially when she... Like, she got her music on, and then she in there cooking and she's singing. You got to pay close attention to it. Man, you fuck around and be eating a goddamn buzzer, and every movie tastes like this motherfucking pizza. You won't even know it. And then you ask her, you like, damn, this is good. What you put in it?
I mean, you know, motherfuckers don't want to divulge their secrets. You know, be like that sometimes, huh?
Nigga, talk about, I don't eat mushrooms. You showing up, ate them. See?
Oh, no, God.
I don't eat spinach. You showing up, ate them.
In my freezer, right next to the breakfast strips, are,
Thank you.
What can I call these? Called breakfast patties. I have breakfast patties also. I don't want to call them soy sauce. No good, but they're the patties.
Because they're not my breakfast sausage. Breakfast patties. Okay, you got some breakfast patties. Okay. Okay.
Yo, you gonna stop sounding stink when you talk about my food. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got beef for my food, nigga.
Nigga, your freezer is horrible.
It's not. I got salmon and shrimp in there. I got a pizza.
It better be real shrimp, not no soy shrimp.
No, you stupid. Soy shrimp.
I don't know what the fuck you're eating.
You got soy fish.
What are you eating?
I'm not until you tried it. It is pretty good.
So I have eaten the Morningstar. Not necessary. It's not chicken, but it's called a chicken patty. I've had that
before.
I've had that. Because that's when I wasn't eating meat for a certain amount of time. So, I mean, I get it, but that's not bacon. This is like turkey strips are not bacon. Bacon comes from a pig.
Now, don't get me wrong. I've eaten all variations of said. I've had pork bacon. I've had beef bacon. I've had turkey bacon.
What part of the town does beef bacon come from?
All right. So, if I'm not mistaken. And I could be mistaken. But
you are.
Bacon is like pastrami. It's not so much a cut, it's a process.
The bacon is actually pork belly.
Okay, well then, so then beef bacon is cow belly.
That's the way. No. This conversation's done.
Why no?
Nigga, no. Ain't no such thing
why
as cow
no?
belly.
Ain't no such thing as cow belly. Cows don't have bellies now. This nigga said that he not eating vegetables. He eating potatoes. This nigga over here say fucking cows don't have bellies. I'm fucking done with both of you. Y'all two fucking niggas is killing me. You deserve each other. See why y'all fucking best friends.
No.
The fuck out of here with this nonsense y'all talking. Nigga, I done had too
you
much to drink
to
let that bullshit go back.
You gotta be quiet so I strip me. Shut up. So I strip.
You call me Soy Strip. That's my stripping name. Soy Strip.
Come to the stage. Put your hands together. We want to see the dollars on the tables. You ready?
We don't want no toy dollars, do we?
We like to see the stuff that jiggle. But we much rather have the things that fold.
Matter of fact,
stage.
What we're going to do is take all the money out of our pocket, throw it up in the air. All the money that hits on the floor belongs to the church. The money that stays in the air belongs
listen,
to the Lord.
Nigga, why are we at the church and we at the strip club?
Because I'm looking at this damn nick. Your boy going through this shit. You might need to call him.
I'm supposed to
be abused. Nigga, we was on the stage.
Say, nigga, we was coming to the stage. Say what?
Your boy then posted like three crazy-ass posts back to back.
That ain't got shit to do with me.
I mean, I'm just saying you might need to call him because he's sounding like he's about to damn off himself or some shit.
I don't care. He just needs some attention.
Oh, okay.
Ain't got nothing to do with me. But, back to the fact that we was on the stripper stage and your ass took us to the church house. What's your chair?
Look at it, you're paying attention. This nigga thinking about Grace Jones and the big lawyer. Lawyer. That's what he thinking about. Like, I wonder what that bitch doing now. I bet that nigga ain't even in the league no more. She ain't fucking with him. Let me circle back around here on this ass.
What? What are you talking about?
Huh? What happened?
Okay, so tonight has been interesting. Thank you for people who had posted they what was on their mind on the Facebook page. We appreciate you. We
learned and those people who were inquired about the question.
Yeah. We appreciate them too. One person told me that question wasn't bad. But I let them know it wasn't necessarily bad. It was just the wording of the question that I did not want to get dinged for today.
Like, listen, because I done put worse shit than that on my motherfucking page, you bitch. Yeah, no,
so,
you
know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you go look at one of my posts that I posted last night, you'd be like, you know what? Why didn't you just say pussy on your page? That's what I want you to do. That's your assignment. As soon as we get off this line, I want you to go look at what I posted last night.
Oh shit. This nigga.
And I even said I know this is probably inappropriate. I probably know this.
You are terrible.
Hey, listen. I'm just here to entertain the people.
And we are thoroughly entertained.
Job. Yes. So, tonight's show has been brought to you by the letter M.
for magical.
Motherfucker.
So, next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll be here, I think. I don't know quite yet if we'll be here. But we'll, I don't know. But the following week, we will not be here. Okay? We'll be off. So y'all can have, because it's homecoming, so I will not be around. I'll be out in the streets Friday night, and then Saturday I will be out of town.
In the stadium.
So, I'll be out of town. I'll be out of town giving some magic. Who are you? And why are you having a whole conversation with him? Who are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I was being nosy. But that's what I have. That's all I have for you. So I'm getting ready to cue this white woman once I get back to the screens I need to be on.
You cute white woman there, sister.
Oh, Lord. So, all right, see y'all guys next week. Maybe Taylor and Medusa will come in.
Editor. But y'all have a good night.
Holler.
Hey. We all we got.
This nigga here.